All right, so I'll call this meeting of the WPCA Privatization Committee to order at 6:30. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, go through the roll call because I know we've got some people missing. James DeMail, he's not going to be here. Charles Sampson, didn't hear from Charlie. I hope he'll be here. Anita Degato is not going to be here, but she sent me a couple of questions. John Sacu is here. Jim is here. Chris is here. I don't see Maria, but we do have a quorum, so we can get started. Public portion. Wait a minute. Somebody's trying to get in here. Okay, that's Charlie. All right, so let the record show that Charlie Sampson is here too. So we have, more than enough for the quorum. So we'll go to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Second time, anyone from the public would like to speak? Third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
Close the public portion. So moved.
Do I hear
a second?
Jim, second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, public portion is closed. Number five, appraisal progress update. That will be part of the executive session, but, couple of pieces of good news. The draft of the proposal is done. And again, I need to emphasize draft. And we'll be able to talk about that in executive session. Of course, the reason for executive session is that could eventually be part of negotiation. So that's why it's in executive session. Plus, it's only in draft form at this point. So if you have comments about that, save them for the executive session. The other piece is that the Board of Aldermen did approve the contract extension to do the rate projections. The contract went to the mayor's office today to be signed. So as soon as it's signed, they'll get done. I thought we had a very good meeting on Friday with Raftalis, and I expect them to move very quickly on getting the rates done. Ed, you were there, and you can expect a call from them, as soon as the contract is signed, because they do need some information from you. But that's pretty much where things stand with Raftalis. And I wanted to add number six on the agenda here, proposal discussion, because we never really had a full-blown discussion. And as I've read it, I do have some questions that I think need clarification. And I just want to bring them up and also invite anyone else who has questions or concerns. And again, at this point, I'm saying these are items that I think need to be clarified a little bit. I tried to get some information today because I was trying to figure out the impact of all these things going back on the tax rolls. Because, when you read that, the first thing you say, well, that's fantastic for the city because they'll be paying taxes on it. But if you read the proposal, it may not be 100% going back on the tax rolls, because it was a little proviso in there for that some items might not be taxable under the state regulations. So we need to clarify that. And then I was also thinking a little bit about that. And again, I asked them to clarify, but if it goes back on the tax rolls, again, the city would get more money. But here's my question. If Aquarian takes that as a business expense, wouldn't they end up raising the rates to cover that? So at the end of the day, what is the true impact of that for the ratepayers? Would the ratepayers be picking that up? Again, I tried to contact the city appraiser today, but we weren't able to make contact because I wanted to get their feeling on that. So, that's the first issue that I was going to raise. And, you know, part of the answer to that may come from the city because, you know, would the city take the full impact and somehow, I don't know, help the rate payers with this? Because they're the ones who would be getting hit with this, I would think would be a substantial increase, but I can't say that for sure. So, Charlie, you have something you want to add?
I just, you, when you talk about the rates going up, you know, once again, I don't know how they justify it, but they would also have to be justified through PURA. So I don't think they could just come out and say, hey, we're going to hold your rates for 2 years. And then, oh, by the way, we have, we're paying $1 million in taxes and we want to increase the rate because of that. I don't know how that all works with PURA.
Yeah, I don't either. Again, I'm just raising these as things that I was thinking about that we need to understand. And that's why, you know, so the beginning, I said, these are things that I think we need to clarify. Anyone else have a comment on that one before we move on, or one do you want to add yourself?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the valuation of the equipment and you know, concerning how much they're going to be paying for taxes. The other thing is we haven't talked much about the lease back on property. You know, that's going to have to be determined because they're going to be paying the city on the leasing of the property.
I'm not following. What do you mean the leasing of the property?
Well, we're gonna own the property.
Right.
We own the property. So that the plant is on, for example. So there should be a lease payment that they pay the city.
Okay, so that's an issue to be raised because I think the understanding on their part based on the proposal is that they wouldn't be paying a lease. So, you know, that
I know it was definitely talked about. Yeah, we got to determine, you know, if they're not going to pay it. I mean, that's our property. I mean, if you purchase a building, for example, and I'm let's say I own the property, I build a building, I lease the building to you. Well, then, you know, there's got to be a lease on the property too.
Yeah. So again, I'll just add that to my list here of things that we need to clarify.
That's concerning, you know, the Aquarian thing, you know, and
right. That's so, all we're talking about. And again, you know, we're not negotiating anything now. We're just trying to get clarification on what's in there before we make any kind of decision.
Charlie's
right.
Okay, Jim.
My question was, I know Ansonia and Orange are putting into this too. What does this mean for us?
Okay.
Where do they come into play with this?
Again, let me just give you a little clarification on that, but it's not a final answer. Because I did provide that information, the two contracts and a renewal that would be coming up to, I think, both Aquarian and Reptalis. And I asked Dennis to do some research on it. And I'd say right at this point, it's an open-ended question because particularly the agreement with Ansonia, I think Dennis determined it didn't have language in there that it would automatically pass to someone purchasing the Derby system. I think that was what people thought, but the language may not be there. So there's some further research to do on that. So that one is in the works already, Jim. Good question. And, you know, we do have to get an answer on that. There's also the issue of the Griffin Hospital agreement as well. So those all fall into that one package of.
That's something we need to look at that. Because that could be a big money thing going on right there.
Yep.
Well, Griffin hasn't paid fees. So is that what you're referring to?
No, John. I was talking about Ansonia and Woodbridge.
And what
we collect? Well, John, they don't pay us, but we do collect the fees that go to.
No, we collect for them for the users whose flow go to Ansonia.
Right, but we also get 25% of that for ourselves.
Oh, yes. That's for the management of it.
Right. That's for the question would be, what happens to that whole agreement if it's sold? Same thing with, you know, the Orange or the rest of the Ansonia agreement. So don't, I'm just saying, those are open-ended questions that we need to clarify and understand so we don't get to something if it is sold, you can have a question after the fact. We don't want any after the fact questions.
Well, we don't want to have any assumptions, but in other words, who's going to pay and who's going to be exempt for paying? For City of Derby doesn't pay, Griffin Hospital doesn't pay. I don't think the church is paid.
You just raised another question.
And the housing authority doesn't pay.
Okay, that was another thing on my list, okay? Because the city is being billed the capital fee for all the properties owned by the city. They haven't paid the bill yet, but it's still showing as an outstanding balance. And there's a question of how and why. And again, my understanding is that when the rates were calculated, okay, at the time of the referendum, the city was assumed to be paying for their items. You know, we've talked about meeting with them to discuss it. They've talked about it, but the meeting hasn't been held. So that is another one that would have to be clarified, because we show them owing us money on the books.
Well, this has been going on a long time. I can assure you, we had a meeting and we got shut down pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, again, the bills have gone out every year. So that's an issue. And there may be a couple of others in that same area on other fees that maybe we should be paying them, that they think we should be paying. So those are our questions that are related to the proposal, but need further clarification. So that's another one. Early fees. I think we also need to clarify, there's the item in there about the city would set aside, I think it said $1 million, to handle the I&I, the illegal hookups. But it's not worded that way. It's worded about the I&I. So that raises the issue of, you know, we're under a consent agreement with DEEP, and we are currently spending $270,000 a year out of WPCA funds on I&I. We've completed 4 rounds. We'll be going out to bid for the 5th soon. You know, my assumption would be that once this deal goes through, if, and again, I need to keep track, if, then I would assume that becomes a responsibility of Aquarian, not the city, not to be taken out of the money that, you know, they talked about as being set aside. So again, I'm just throwing these out one after another, and, you know, hopefully everyone is thinking about them or thinking about other things that are in the proposal that we can clarify. Let's see, what else did I have?
Well, you know what, Jack, the other thing is, you know, that's just for the I&I. Actually, we're supposed to have another $1 million set aside for any other future upgrades that we have or issues that we have.
Was that in the proposal? I don't remember seeing that.
Well, no, it wasn't in the proposal, but that's an agreement that we're, I believe it's with DEEP, that we're supposed to have that reserve. You know, in case we have major breakdowns, we have to have a reserve.
But they, in the proposal, did agree that they would take over all the DEEP obligations.
Okay. Well, that's going to be up to them. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. I guess, but that will be, yeah, that's their agreement.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What else did I have? I think we discussed this before. We're retaining all the real estate, but that also means we would be taking on all the our environmental risks that go along with that. So we just have to make sure we understand that. It says Derby will use the proceeds of the sale to pay all debt obligations. And again, I think you'll see part of that in the in Reptalis's work about what, you know, what are the city's assets and obligations. So again, that needs to be clarified. The other one I had was in the proposal, they talk about spending up to $32 million over the next 10 years on basically infrastructure. So my question there would be, who determines that? Is that DEEP and DPUC? Or does the city have some role in that? Because I think ultimately, even if it were sold, the city still at the end of the day is to be the responsible person. So again, there's a $32 million figure in there. We need to understand how that's accounted for. And I think that's about all I've got at this point. But again, those are items I think need clarification. There's one that's more a committee clarification. This committee was empowered to make a recommendation back to the Board of Aldermen, but I'm not sure it was empowered to negotiate at all. So I think that needs to be clarified, because, you know, we might want to come up with a recommendation based on some changes to the proposal, or are we obligated to only vote on the proposal that's presented to us? So that needs some clarification as well. At least from my mind, it needs some clarification.
I agree.
Any other thoughts?
I would just say, I don't know who else would negotiate, because this is the committee that's been working on this right along. And maybe we would have to have somebody has to bestow the power upon us, whether that's the Board of Aldermen, to do some negotiation, because who's going to negotiate? I mean, we don't want people that are not familiar with this whole process to start negotiating just because they think there's a different number that should be had.
I just want to clarify that, because remember, at the end of the day, we only recommend. We don't do anything beyond that. So unless the Board of Aldermen decided we should do something where, you know, we would present all the facts as we know them and what we feel about it. But, you know, a recommendation could be yes or no on the proposal, or it could be yes or no with these other recommendations. So, but I think, again, that needs to be clarified a little bit. So, you know, those are the things that I was thinking about. I don't know if anybody else has anything that would like to add to the list, or anything that you would like clarified.
Well, not right now.
Okay. All right. So at this point, then I would ask for a motion to go into executive session for a possible discussion of the draft report. And I'd like to invite Ed Abel to come into the meeting with us as well to answer any questions for us.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
A second.
I've got a second. Any further discussion?
Well,
right, hearing none, we'll be going to executive session. Santo, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to knock you off. All right, maybe I can put you into another room. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, it's a waiting room.
Yeah, but... Then I think I have to stop the recording too.
Yes.
All right. So let me stop the recording first.